Section 15. Handling dangerous surfaces. A motorcycle is delicately balanced on two wheels. To stay upright, the two wheels must have good traction. Any surface that affects the motorcycle's traction will affect its balance. Any slippery surface increases the chance of a rider falling. Dangerous surfaces include slippery surfaces, uneven surfaces, grooves and gratings, sloping surfaces. Some slippery surfaces are caused by liquids, sand, gravel, leaves, wet pavement, particularly just after the rain and before surface oil washes to the side of the road. Gravel roads are places where sand and gravel have collected on paved roads. Mud, snow, and ice. Wet lane markings and steel surfaces, manhole covers. Metal construction plates. There are a number of precautions that riders can take to operate more safely on slippery surfaces. Reduce speed. It takes longer to stop on slippery surfaces. Make up for this by traveling at a slower speed. It is particularly important to reduce speed on curves. Remember, speed limits posted on curves apply to good, dry surface conditions. Use both brakes. The front brake is still more effective than the back brake, even on extremely slippery surfaces. On ice, riders should not brake at all. Avoid sudden moves. Any sudden change in speed or direction can cause a skid on slippery surfaces. Therefore, turn, brake, accelerate, and change gears as little and as gradually as possible. On a very slippery surface, such as on a patch of ice, do not make changes until after passing it. Avoid slippery areas. It is important to find the best pavement. Riders should be aware that oil from vehicles tends to build up in the center of the lane, particularly near the intersections where vehicles slow down or stop. On wet pavement, therefore, it is better to operate in the grooves created by the wheels of moving vehicles. Some people suggest using the left wheel track all the time. However, this may not always be a good idea. Instead, ride in the portion of the lane where it is easiest to be seen. Oil spots when stopping or parking can cause riders to fall. Dirt and gravel tend to collect along the sides of the road. It is very important to stay away from the edge of the road when making sharp turns at intersections, or entering and leaving freeways at high speed. Certain sections of the road dry faster after rain or melt faster after snow. Try at all times to stay in the best part of the lane. It is almost impossible to maintain balance on ice, hard-packed snow or wet slippery surfaces. Avoid them if possible. If it is impossible to avoid them, proceed across them in a straight line, but do not adjust speed. Keep a center lane position and avoid the slippery area by riding slightly to the left or right of the center. Pull in the clutch and coast across. In some slippery areas, such as toll booths, ride slightly to the left or right of the center to avoid problem areas. Uneven surfaces. Watch for uneven surfaces, such as bumps, broken pavement, potholes, or railroad tracks, while riding. If the condition is bad enough, it could affect control of the motorcycle. Follow these guidelines to handle uneven surfaces. Slow down to reduce impact. Straighten out so that the motorcycle is upright. Rise slightly on the foot pegs to absorb the shock. Crossing railroad tracks. Cross railroad tracks at an angle. When turning to cross the tracks head-on, it may be more dangerous than crossing at a slight angle. Turn slightly to cross something running parallel, such as trolley tracks, ruts in the middle of the road, or a pavement seam. To cross something running next to the motorcycle, move away far enough to be able to cross it at an angle. Then, just make a quick sharp turn. Do not try to edge across it. It could catch the tires and upset balance. Grooves and gratings. When riding over rain grooves or metal bridge grating, the motorcycle will tend to wander back and forth. While this may be uneasy, it is not generally dangerous. Therefore, the best thing to do is ride relaxed and avoid abrupt maneuvers. Sloping surfaces. A road surface that slopes from one side to another is not difficult to handle when riding straight ahead. However, in a curve, a slope can make the turn harder if it goes the wrong way. This image shows a rider turning left on a high-crowned curve, a road that is higher in the middle than at the sides. A turn to the left on a high-crowned road is like a turn on a curve that is banked the wrong way. The crown makes the turn harder by cutting down on the clearance between the left foot peg and the surface, adding the force of the down slope to the outward force of the turn, increasing the chance of a skid, making it necessary to turn uphill. The only way to handle the wrong way banking is to slow down. This will straighten the motorcycle and reduce the outward force.